We have welcome. We have two different texts we're going to use. Tonight's text will be found in Psalm 1 and Joshua 1 and 8 in the night text about whatsoever we do shall prosper. There's a text in the New Testament that say the same thing that is said in Psalm 1 and 3, whatsoever he does shall prosper. There's a text in the New Testament based on sowing that says whatsoever he do shall prosper. So if you turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we're going to deal with some facts from this thought. The seed will make whatsoever you do prosper if sown properly. The seed will make whatsoever you do prosper if sown properly. Now, this is the New Testament version of it. This is on the other side of the cross here in 2 Corinthians, the Pauline epistle. The Apostle Paul is teaching people how to take care of God's business, but at the same time put themselves in a position where God can take care of them properly. Did you get that? See? The move is on you. God has already made his move. Within the context of the redemptive package is prosperity. Let me say that again. Within the content or context of the redemptive package from Calvary or from the cross, prosperity is in there. So it's actually the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament. So if these people who were serving God in the Old Testament were so rich and so blessed, why should it change now when Jesus had made it possible for us to go further? So actually, we should have more. But you see, apostolically, doctrine has to be corrected in the church. See, the apostle's job is to teach doctrine, but also maintain right doctrine in the church. Are you following me? He's obligated by God. If the doctrines go wrong or go off track in the church, he has an anointing and a contact with God to bring it back in place. Now, I didn't know this when God gave me money coming, but this is God had all this plan for me through the apostle office to bring back God's original plan of prosperity to his children. And tell them, now listen very carefully, tell them it is their asset, but it will not happen automatically. They have to access it. The seed is an accessor of prosperity. Prosperity is designed by God to obey your seed. When you become a systematic sower, whatsoever you do will prosper. So here, familiar scripture, and that's another problem we have, familiar scripture and on the wrong road. We got to get back on the right road with it, with this scripture here. And so we're not evaluating how much you give now. We're not concerned about that, because that will take care of itself in due season. Once you find out how a little bit works, you'll be willing to go farther. You follow what I'm saying? So when we read this scripture, we come to think about. Sort of a chastisement, but it's not chastisement, it is instruction. One thing about the scriptures, what you have to know is, what is my part? Yeah, you don't even have to remind God of his part, you know that? No, God is a God to his word. And so you can sow your way into prosperity. Permanent. perpetual prosperity. Prosperity is built in the seed.
Yes, sir.
Your seed has a voice that subpoena prosperity. And I want you, you know, I want you in my insufficiencies, I want you to catch a hold of some of this stuff because it's real. The Lord is just building a fire on the inside. I feel like $30 million this morning. You know, you know what I'm saying? I just feel fresh blessed. Somebody going to get fresh blessing here this morning. How many of y'all want a fresh blessing? Only the old stale blessing. I want a fresh blessing. I want to see God do something else. He can do it too. So as we read in the ninth chapter and the 6 through 8 verse, let us be careful not to be labored by what we already know from these scriptures. It's very, we got to be very careful because that's a problem. I'd rather have somebody don't know nothing. I could deal with that point, but those who think they know and don't have their money is the hardest one to deal with. But none of them are here. So the Apostle Paul said, but this I say, you with me with that verse? He was so sparingly, shall reap also sparingly. And he was so bountifully, shall reap also bountifully. Every man, verse 7, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now the 8th verse is the whatsoever you do prosper verse in the New Testament. I have it here in the Amplified Bible. That 8th verse said, and God is able to make, that's not underlining the all grace abound towards you, that ye always, underline always, having it all again, all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. And that's whatsoever you do shall prosper. That's it right there. See, in the Amplified Bible, it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing. My goodness. Every favor. Now, boy, the favor of God get on you financially. See, I have the favor of God on me financially. And when it get on you, it magnetize money. It magnetize prosperity. It magnetize. It draw it to you. Bob, they wrote a book, The Law of Attraction. It become a law of attraction on your life. Every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Come to you in abundance. See, we're talking about favor. We're talking about earthly blessing. Talking about it coming to you in abundance. Then it says, so that you may always could, and under all circumstances, don't care how much it costs, whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no credit or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I think the Amplified Bible did a good job with that. I think they did a good job with it. Now, the seed, and I may come down there where you are after a while according to how you act. The seed will make whatsoever you do prosper. Well, listen at this now. If sown properly. And you know, we got in this verse, it says, every man, the seventh verse, every man is according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudging or necessity, for God loves the cheerful. I believe that's proper right there. I say I believe that's proper right there. But then I wrote these words, and there's going to be some strong things we're going to start off with this morning because it's an aspect of sowing we haven't studied. And I think it has been hindering our prosperity. Some of y'all have sown a lot of seed and been sowing for a long time, years, and still haven't got your breakthrough. I want to correct that this week. By the help of God, I want to. Well, y'all, thank you for your enthusiasm. You either believe that I'm an apostle or a fruit man or something. Because we want to correct. God said, out of my mouth, on God's behalf, God said, a lot of you all have sown a lot of seed, and you're not out yet. And a lot of time you're sowing seed under duress, manipulation. See, I watched some things. I don't want to get into negative, but I watched some things going on TV, getting people to sow, and they do all kind of stuff. And people running and grabbing bottles of oil. Oil is not going to make you prosper. You need seed. You can pour oil, you can get you some bottle of olive oil by the gallon. And pour it all on your person, pour it all in your house, everywhere. And no money coming. See, we got to understand that. So it's a lot of seed. Well, I just say it like it is. A lot of seed we've been tricked in or so on. But because you're sowing it in somebody who don't have no evidence. They tell you what all God's going to do for them, and they hopped. I mean, you could be hocked 4 or 5 years, but not hocked 15 years, and you ain't got no breakthrough. You're faking and faking me, you see. So I want you to understand this. We're going to touch some territory that in my 4 decades of preaching, I haven't heard this territory touch this morning. And so sit down because you want to get this and turn to the book of Haggai. And we're going to deal with something. Haggai chapter 1. Don't permit Satan to curse your seed. You must sow from a sanctified heart. You remember read, cheerful giver, not grudgingly, not of necessity, but have purpose in the heart. You remember that 7th verse we read in the New Testament? You remember it? No, you're not responding good enough. Turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You're not responding good enough. I don't believe you remember nothing. You say, huh? Because y'all usually answer when you know something. But when y'all mumble, I know what y'all doing. I wonder what he's talking about. Go back to 2 Corinthians 9:7. I said, don't permit Satan to curse your seed. You must sow from a sanctified heart. And verse 7, boy, I'm preaching here. Verse 7. Look at verse 7. Yeah, the Bible preaches itself. See, he says, every man according to his purpose in his heart. See, your heart condition has to be right to sow a seed. God won't accept a seed from a heart that's not right. What's your motive? So let him give not grudgingly. And see, we've been preached at so much about giving and beat up on about giving so much that we just went on giving. You know, I mean, because you look so bad. I mean, a man will set you up and said, read your 9 scriptures and almost call your name. He told what color dress you had on. God desperately trying to get some money moving. See what I'm saying? Grudgingly, of necessity, for God love is a cheerful giver. God love is a cheerful giver. That has something to do with a heart condition. It has something to do with a heart that is not flaunting sin. But it's a clean heart. Are you following me? Watch what I say now, because it's going to get stronger. Don't permit Satan to curse your seed. You must sow from a sanctified heart. Now, go back to Haggai. Go back to Haggai. Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is these 3 words are important for us to straighten out our place in prosperity. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. That's also taking us back to that 7th verse. You know that? Considering your ways. You're doing this grudgingly. You're doing it of necessity. You're doing it cheerfully. Because if not, Satan will curse your seed. You have to sow from a sanctified heart. And you're not going to sow from a sanctified heart if you don't know that this is a cross provision. I can't hear myself. See, we have to centralize. I got them building a cross now. I got to have a cross in this ministry. I'm going to put one right behind me, and I'm going to put a gigantic one right out in the front of this sanctuary, way up in there. Because it's a symbol of everything that happened in a Christian life. The word of faith, I don't get on it. The word of faith taught us out the cross. It took us to the throne and left the cross out. I told Ronald, he got a son named Ronald Jr. I said, Ronald Jr. would be just as ignorant saying, talking about disowning you. How he got you? Well, how the throne was set? From the cross. Notice verse 6. You have sown much. This don't sound right. This don't sound right. And bring in little. This is not right. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't want that. Amen. All right, we got to correct this. Now let's look at the ninth voice. You looked for much, and lo, it came in too little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. My goodness. Verse 10. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew. You got to have the dew, you know. Zechariah revealed the dew. We got to have the dew moving. And the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labors of the hand. Remember our beginning thought. I don't know if I'm going to get for you this morning. You don't permit Satan to curse your seed. You must sow from a sanctified heart. Again, I want to mention the cross. No cross, no sanctification. No blood, no sanctification. We almost got a bloodless church now. We all worried, but we leave the blood out. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Got to correct this. Ain't no business. No reading to put in song a whole lot like y'all song. Everybody need to be getting their breakthrough, man. Get your breakthrough. Some of y'all been sowing before you met me. You've been sowing seed. You might probably been sowing before I start sowing. That's wrong. Let me pass you up. That don't make no sense. In Deuteronomy 28, these are not familiar passages teaching on prosperity. But they have to be corrected to be directed. In Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy the Great, we read the first part, you know, blessing the city, blessing the field. But then he went on and started talking about the curse. And you got to know where you're living. Are you living in the blessing? Or are you living? And I'm not talking about a blessing confession either. Are you living in the blessing or are you living in the curse? What's being pulled on us? You love God, right? Yes, all the, over the years, what been pulled on us? Something been being pulled on us, and we need to correct it. Yes, sir. Yes. Come on, sir. Satan, take your hand off my seed. Now. That's part of the correction now. We got a revelation over his field, church. The Lord touched my seed. Now we're telling Satan, take your hand off of my seed. 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 Take your hand off of Take your hand off of my harvest.
Take your hand off my harvest.
Here it comes. You must have the ideal of what you just done, what you have just done in the spirit. In the spirit. All the clogged seeds. That the enemy been holding your money. We are going to expose him this morning. That don't even sound right. Sown much and bring in little. But see, that's the other side. See, he is. Satan is watching you sowing, and he's looking at your heart when you sow it. Now watch this now, because you're going to get clearer. Sit down. Deuteronomy 28, 38. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little. That don't sound right. In. Huh? For the locusts. And a lot of locusts stand right here. Shall consume it. Watch now. Watch. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Somebody said, close the book. No, let's go. Verse 40. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil. Don't make sense, does it? For thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. To add spiritual insult to spiritual injury, go to Malachi or Micah. Micah, that's what you call it, right? M-I-C-A, right? Sixth chapter. Then we'll go on, and now I want you to see this, because some of y'all have sown. How many of y'all have been sowing a long time? How many of y'all know doggone well you ain't got the results from your sowing? How many of y'all gonna be real up in here? How many of y'all know you should be rich, manifested now? You should be out of debt right now. How many of y'all know God's word is true? Well, something else lying to you. We need to find out what it is. I don't come here just for excitement. There must be a revival of prosperity, of wealth, of increase, of abundance in the children of God, that this world may know that God didn't lie. What's stopping my seed? Micah, sit down a minute. Micah. Chapter 6. Hallelujah. Stuck together yet? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Micah chapter 6, verse 14. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied. And thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hold, but shall not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Verse 15. Thou shalt sow. Ouch, ouch. But thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt trade the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil. And sweet wine, but thou shalt not drink wine. Don't permit. Now these scriptures here is just to tell you that something could be going on, even though you're doing the right thing as best you know how, but you got to sow that seed with a sanctified heart. Are you okay? You got that? All right, now, let's go to Galatians chapter 6, another familiar scripture, but we're going to work it from the basis of that we're going to sow and get results. Sowing is supposed to produce ongoing, ever-increasing prosperity. I'll go ahead myself and make a statement to you. I need to make a statement to you. That the Spirit of God spoke. I was in my bedroom, sitting at the desk in my bedroom. He talks about the perpetual prospering power of a seed produces ongoing prosperity. Yes, perpetual means continuing without intermission, interruption, ceaseless. The perpetual prospering power of a seed produces ongoing prosperity. You know what ongoing is? Whatsoever you do, prosper. Yes, ongoing. Everything just prosper. Yes, my God. Then Galatians. We read these scriptures now in the atmosphere of the scriptures we've read to bring us to a divine perspective in the Holy Ghost. I said a divine perspective in the Holy Ghost. In other words, seeing it like the Holy Ghost see it. Saying it like the Holy Ghost say it. Having it like the Holy Ghost have it. Holy Ghost, help my finances. Come on, talk to me. You know you said a mouthful of that? Yeah, we're getting in the territory here. I feel anointed, man. We're getting in the territory here. Well, somebody about to cross over. And I want all these pastors to cross over. I want these pastors to have so much money that their members will come to church. Come and say, I might get what pastor got. That's true. That's all right, isn't it? Huh? If you had a broke pastor and he didn't have nothing, Lord, don't give me what pastor had. There's a statement here in Galatians 6. I want to make it ahead. I'm trying to wait on the Holy Ghost. I'll give it to you. The positive anointing of sowing and reaping. There's a positive anointing of sowing and reaping. We're going to find it right here in the scripture we're familiar with in Galatians chapter 6. Verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. That's a positive anointing, that boy. That's the Spirit of God speaking to the Apostle Paul. And be not deceived. It cannot not happen. If you handle it right. You heard me? It cannot not happen if you handle it right. Here is the positive anointing of sowing and reading. You got God involved. You have God name, God word, God promise, God faith. God's character, God's ability, God's anointing in this word. It says, be not deceived. God can't be deceived. God is not mocked, meaning he can't be deceived. And God is not a deceiver. Whatsoever man soweth, that should he also reap. There's a positive anointing released there. The Spirit of God make a positive anointing in a sower there. Nothing negative about that. Nothing left out. God's in there. God's word. God said it. God said it. See, I'm not even listening at you. Come on, I've been sowing. I don't have nothing. I'm going to quit sowing. Get on out of my face. Because you didn't come against God. God said different. It just haven't started happening for you yet. You can't skip the process and be blessed. You're blessed because you go through the process.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
God's word says, be not deceived. Don't stop sowing. Don't question God. Word. God is not mocked, for whatever man soweth. And then you know the night for it says, let us not be weary and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See, there's a sowing season and there's due season. Yeah. Somebody try to make sowing season due season. You can't. Take fruit a while to develop. Now, we're working from the premises of whatsoever you do shall prosper, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. 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 So that you may always. Can I testify?
Yes, sir.
It's where I'm living. So we don't have to be guessing you no more. It's a reality. And so now, you got your shouting clothes on?
Yes.
Turn to Revelation 19:10. Let's pause here a moment. I say to you that I'm living Psalm 1:3, and I'm living 2 Corinthians 9:8. Right here. Right now. You follow me, ma'am? Are you following me? Right here, right now. So I'm a living proof that God didn't lie. There's no way, my brother and sister, a job, or even I dare to say a business, can put you in a position like I live in. It's divine. It's supernatural. Especially with my inabilities and my insufficiencies stacked up by the tongue. It has to be God. Do that verse talked about the testimony of Jesus? Is the spirit of prophecy? I just prophesied over you. I give my testimony to prophesy over you, saying that he did it to me, or he did it once, he is ready to do it again. Sam God, Sam faith, Sam Jesus, Sam blood, Sam cross. And so the spirit of prophecy is on this house today. I prophesy that the life that God promised is yours. And your breakthrough cometh now. You see what I'm saying? See, now, if you value the word of a ministry gift, somebody else will come up here and say that. It don't mean a thing. But I'm charged by God to speak some things over your life. Apostolically. Because you listen to me? You're approaching prosperity at a fast speed. That's what the Holy Ghost just said. Tell them that you're approaching prosperity at a fast speed. How fast light travel? 186,000 miles per second. Don't even match it. Why? The anointing is faster than light. What did he say? I'm approaching prosperity at a fast speed. Ask the point next to you. What did he say? What did he say? He's approaching the prosperity at a fast speed. Did he really say that? I heard him. I believe him. Here I go. Angels got your bills in their hand right now. Angels has your bills in their hands right now. I heard that in my spirit, man. When I made that statement, angels picked up your bills, picked up your mortgages, and they hold them in their hand now. They're discussing how we're going to handle this. Prosperity angels are on the move. Rearranging things on your behalf. I don't know how. My mind giving me problem, but my spirit is rejoicing. Angels, come on. Has my bills in their hand. My goodness. They're about to help me. Holler, help me, help me. I don't know about you. I preach myself happy, boy. My goodness. Did a woman tell you what he's saying just now? What he said? Woman tell you what he said? The hole just been closed in your bag. You will not. Your bag. See, the reason that bag couldn't get full, that hole was in there. Good talk. But the hole is closed. Now you're going to stack up in the bag. Glory to God. I say glory to God. You better get with me up in here. God's about to do something for you. Get back home and something happened so good while you're here. You get back home and say, oh, that man of God was right. See, I don't quite know how angels communicate. Maybe they talk like we do. But I know a group had your bills in their hand. Maybe they're sending a signal to your state. Said it was in the right meeting at the right time, the right anointing, the right information, the right instruction. And say, now we're charged to take care of this phone. Let me tell you what I'm hearing now. From this day forward, your finance will have angel favor. Angels favor. Angels favor. Y'all better sit down and write some of this down. There's this stuff in. This, you know, you ain't going to find it at the supermarket. Angel favor. My first time hearing it. But every person under the sound of my voice here and by internet, by Roku, I'm announcing in the name of Jesus, you have angel favor. I never heard that. Hey, anybody ever heard that before? Angel favor on your finances. Keep telling yourself. Don't care how the pocketbook look. Don't care how the checkbook look. Say, the man of God says, I have angel favor on my finances. I ain't talking about no job. I'm talking about angel favor. Shaking your money with supernaturalness. Since we read all these appetites about what's not going to happen, the Spirit of God is saying now, the olive oil anointing is on your money. Your finances are sitting under the olive tree to anoint you, to destroy yokes, financial yokes, and remove financial burden. Y'all accepting this, I'm going to quit. What's the matter with y'all? Man, something, the Lord doing something here, man. See, you're under the tree and the olive oil falling on you. And it's creating an anointing to destroy the yoke in your thinking. Destroy the yoke in your buying. Destroy the yoke in your giving. Destroy the yoke in your living. He's here. The mighty one. Yeah, I wouldn't preach by myself, boy. He's here, the mighty. I wouldn't preach by myself, boy. He's here, the mighty one is here. He's here for you. Freshly anoint you. To freshly anoint every seed that have been sown out of your hand. It's time for a fresh harvest. My goodness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So you step out this building with a positive money anointed. Negativity will never touch you about money again in your life. Because every time it touches you, you say, no, I'm wearing a positive anointing. I'm not going to look at that. God got to do something about this. Well, it's a prosperity revival. See, I could preach this because this is all God's original plan. We supposed to handle the money. The body of Christ. The born again, spirit-filled believer. Supposed to be in charge. So tell your neighbor before we sit down. Tell your neighbor this. I receive anointed charge over my finances. You may be seated. Let's go back into the Old Testament. Let's go back to Zechariah for a moment now. The seed will make whatever you do prosper if you, she give it, well, how much? 5,000. She wouldn't even let me count it. 5,000. Now, you got to look at somebody and you got to do this. You can't do this loud, but you got to whisper to them. Tell them, money moving and I'm up in here. What that mean? That mean this money movement gonna get on me. That's what it means. See, when you see money move, see God made money move, make money move in my meeting so you can see how money moves. You didn't catch many preachers would preach with $5,000 in their hand. You know, they want to be modest, you know. No, God said we're supposed to have it. Are you at Zechariah? I'm not. I was interrupted with money. Oh boy, laughing, I'd be moving the Holy Ghost and the power would be hitting. And somebody bring a big check up. I said, hold a minute. Yeah. See, because money is not evil. What's the opposite of evil?
Good.
Money good. Money good. Say it. Go ahead and say it out your mouth. Say it.
Good.
Say, you better say it. Boy, you ain't stop chewing that gum and say money good. Money good. Shoot. Man, you have to say what I tell you to say, man. I'm trying to get something in your spirit. See, once you understand that, you don't have to love money. Money, I don't love no money. Money love me. See, I can't get over this Zechariah 8:12. I can't get over this thing, man. You know, whether you're talking about the seed of the people being seed or what, I talk about money. The law of double reference. You know, some deep theological exegesis is going to come and talk about, you know, they're going to pull it out of context. Man, that's talking about seed, money, seed too. Something come to my mind. A man said, sowing is not what God wants you. He wants you to sell. I said, this is crazy. He said, sowing is. Sowing is not. He said, selling is. Selling is God's way of prospering you. I'll get to it for this week. I got it somewhere in here because I dealt with it. I'll get to it sometime. Selling. No, it's sowing. Now, how powerful can the Lord reveal to us, either directly or indirectly, about a seed than this 12 verse here? You see it? Now, how many of y'all is the first time seeing this verse? Don't lie to me. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. That's more than you. You're lying. Put your hand up. Your first time seeing it. Hold your hand up. First time seeing it. Now, thank you, ma'am. You finally got in. And then you won't give me a little jerk. You don't want nobody to know. You don't want nobody to know. That's about half of y'all that haven't seen it. Because you ain't been hanging with me. That's your problem. You ain't been hanging with me enough. But this voice now. So this voice is going to become a reality in your spirit right now. You see? That's why I asked that question. I don't know how the Spirit of God wants me to ask that. For the seed. Ain't no maybe, ain't no might, ain't no doubt, ain't no question mark. What'd he say? And the seed shall what? Now hold on to that word shall for a moment. He says the most positive word in the English dialect. I learned that from Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say it to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said, he shall have whatever he said. That's Mark 11:23. I found out that shall is one of the strongest words in the English dialect, especially when it's coming out of the mouth of God. When God says shall, brothers and sisters, I open my basket. What he said be prosperous?
Seed.
Well, what he said? For the seed shall be prosperous. I heard that. Huh? Let me give you the note what I got, footnote I got here before I read the rest of it. Zechariah 8:12 reveals the possessing power of the seed. The possessing power of the seed. It's already built in. The seed, you listening? will possess prosperity for you. The seed will arrest prosperity for you. The seed, you listening? Is prosperity master. The seed cannot be stopped by Satan, nor this system. They can raise Cain all they want. All of us are going to get blessed. They can say what they want. They can pass by you and say what they want. They can put what they want on TV. All of us are going to get blessed. We're going to have more than enough. And we're going to live the good life. Because our daddy said we could. And he sent his son to die to pay for it. Then he rose as the testator to be the lawyer to see that the will come to pass. He came back as a lawyer to take care of his own will. No other lawyer could handle this. I know you got some good lawyers in the world, but they couldn't handle this. This New Testament, this will we got. God couldn't trust Abraham or Isaac or Jacob to be the lawyer for this. Jesus came back himself. In my name you shall be prosperous. In my name you shall be debt free. In my name you shall live the good life. You shall have the best things in life. In my name. I'm arguing your case right now. I got your name on the docket. I'm standing before the great judge, telling him what you have done by grace. The accuser stands by. He says she shouldn't have that. But every time the accuser says she shouldn't have it, I make another motion, Your Honor. We're not here on her merit. We're here on my merit. I say she blessed. Even though she made a few mistakes, but that's all right. I cover by grace. Good God, I think I'm arguing with myself, boy. This will be the greatest prosperity revival you ever been in. The Lord already told me that in my bedroom. Now you got me arguing. You're like a lawyer. I'm arguing. Why shouldn't you be blessed? Why shouldn't you be proud? Why shouldn't you get your breakthrough? You love God, right? Raise your hand. You walk by faith, right? Wipe your eyes. Your tears are about to change. You're about to cry new tears. You're not going to cry tears because you don't have enough. You're going to cry because you got too much. Love! Wipe your eyes, wipe your eyes, wipe your eyes, wipe your eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Good people broke. Good God-fearing people. Still men, women can't get a breakthrough. Preachers, pastors can't get a breakthrough. Good people. Them days over. You should have never let me bone. The devil should have never let me bone. Now you remember these meetings are impartation meetings. It's not in all I'm saying. It's what the Holy Ghost is doing in your heart and your mind and your business while I'm talking. See, I'm just a representative. I can't do it. But I'm a good mailman. Oh, yeah, we're going to milk the cow this morning. We're going to milk the cow. Well, instead of letting the cow go back with the milk. Some of y'all don't look enthused at all. You're not listening. You're missing it. You think you're in a regular meeting. I told you, that's why I told you God is imparting something to you. You don't have to emotionally feel it. It's a faith thing. But believe that the seed will make whatever you do prosper. And I'm telling you how to do it properly. You might say, I notice you haven't turned that money loose. No, the money won't turn me loose. I've been trying to put it down. I've been trying to set it down. I ain't got that money. The money got me. It's holding my hand. Must be for you to see it for a while. Son, give me my soul. Give us $30,000 and I $40,000. And I asked the people how much it was. $40,000. I don't know. $40,000. I asked the people, what have you had that much? And they kind of nonchalant and said, lying like a dog. You'd have tore all them curtains down because you wouldn't have made your turn back there. You'd have tore the curtain down trying to get out there and go catch some of them checks. Reveals, Zachariah, sit down. 8:12 reveals, y'all getting blessed?
Yes.
You're not getting blessed, not my fault. Reveals the possessing power of the seed. Now, I want you to write it down because you're going to have to meditate that because, you know, these things come out of the spirit world. They didn't come out of the dictionary. Zachariah 8:12. Because it exposes the ability of a seed so much in this voice. You're going to go on and say some other things, you know. Huh? For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit. And we're back in Psalm 1:3. We're back in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give. Look, shall give. Underline shall give. Underline shall. Them shells in there. Shall give. You got a Bible? You can't write it and get rid of it. Shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give. That do. We read about that do. He said, hold back his due. Now the heaven giving his due. And look, notice what he said. Now he's going from shall. He going to a statement now, I will call. Not I will curse. I will cause. Now, I want you to notice something very, very, very carefully here. The remnant. Not the whole crowd. The remnant. God always has a remnant. There's a remnant in this church. I pastor a lot of people in this church, but there's a remnant in this church going to catch my anointing, going to catch my wealth, going to catch the revelation of my. Not everybody. I know better than that. Not everybody. But there's a remnant. The old Baptist church used to say this. When they talk about going to heaven, I want to be in the number. You better want to be in this number. Because I'm telling you right now, you haven't lived until you got enough money. Life's lying to you. The Lord knew that. That's why he put all these promises about prosperity in his covenant and in his kingdom. He know in this Babylonian system, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you say, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you worship, you got to come back to life down here. You ain't in heaven yet, and life down here gonna cost you, baby. M-O-N-E-Y. And I will cause the remnant of his people to possess all these things. You're back to 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. All right, sit down. 11:45. How long have I been preaching? What? Oh. Huh. I got to preach 5 more times? Huh. An hour? And none of y'all flagmen, nothing either. None of y'all. What the lady says, church Sunday? I said, I'm about to close. What? She said in a way, you know. What? I'm closing. What? I'll give you one more. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. It's your last one right now. Let the Lord say something different. I got a whole lot more, but we'll take up tonight. We'll do some things tonight. Go to Ecclesiastes in a minute. I want to show you this one. Say, what? What she said in the way too? I heard her message. She said, you know, say, no, this can't be. Don't do me this. Boy, that's no one you have in church, that is. You know, when people listen, people, I ain't ready to go. People are looking at their watch. I sure hope he hurry and finish. Because it's him. People don't like to listen to him. It's him. It's him. Bunch of emotion. Bunch of loud sound just making you feel good. You know, just emotion. We've been through that. Y'all better answer me up. Y'all know y'all been through that. And got that good feeling and went home and stayed broke. No. Need an anointing. Need God need to show up. Angels need to show up. The anointing need to show up. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be sitting down here looking at you coming out of a box. Y'all know the Holy Ghost up in here. You all know something happened to you these few moments. Something happened to you whether you know it or not. Something happened to your finances, whether you know it or not. Angels got your bills in their hand, whether you know it or not. I told you, you got to believe it. Release your faith. Turn around and tell your wife, you say, honey, angels got our bills in their hand, and they're about to deal with it. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't say nothing about no amount. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whole ministry bills, everything. Yeah, everything. Help me, Jesus. Just want to look at one verse and talk about the seed exploding potential. The seed can explode at any minute with its potential. As God has promised. Good God Almighty. What I say, the seed what? Exploding potentials. Here we go. That's why I said in 11:6 says, in the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, sow again. Withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike. That's the explosion right there. That's the explosion right there. When a seed presently sown, pick up a seed that has already been sown years ago. When a seed sown today, go back 5 years and tell the other seed, time to come up. You see that? Because I believe seeds talk to seeds. I believe seeds have communicated. I believe seeds said, now you haven't done what you're supposed to do. Come on up here and let's explode at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, We in the middle of a seed explosion where prosperity is about to flow like rivers of living water in that remnant. Are you in that remnant? If you're in that remnant, turn around three times so you change your direction, because the seed exploding into prosperity is on in this house. It is time for prosperity to revive in the people of God. Shout amen if you believe that. Now sit down, get your envelope, right on the envelope. I'm sowing this seed in a seed explosion. This is my seed explosion seed. Good God Almighty. Now, I didn't have that, ladies and gentlemen, when I got up here. The Lord, the Holy Ghost, gave me that on the spot.